Hi, it's Julia. I know I said The Lonely Hour was taking a break until late January, and that's true, but I wanted to share two things before then. The first, doesn't this sound better than last time when I recorded myself with an iPhone in my bathtub? Yes, I have finally got my equipment set up in Atlanta, so the audio will not sound like it's coming from a tin can from here forward. The second thing, happy holidays. Christmas, if you celebrate it, and New Year's Eve can be lonely times if you're not with friends or family. And even if you are surrounded by people who may love you, it can be important to take some time for yourself. During my research for a November issue Bon Appetit magazine story that we called Chill Giving, because it was basically a listicle with tips for how to keep your cool during highly stressful times like Thanksgiving, I interviewed a family therapist. Her name is Courtney Schifrin, and she works with Union Square Therapy in New York City. She said that taking a walk alone or giving yourself a time out during which you can close the door for 20 minutes are powerful strategies for managing anxiety and, frankly, ensuring that you enjoy the time you're with your family members. Just like sleep enables you to take on the day, solitude enables you to be around other people. That's how I understood it, anyway. And that's how this show's producer, Chris McLeod, handles his everyday. He's married with two children, but closing the door, so to speak, is a necessary part of his own maintenance and the healthy functioning of his family.
So as a producer, I've crafted my career so that I would spend the majority of time in my own thoughts, in my own head, in my own space. I'm definitely more of an introvert in general. I desperately need my alone time every day. One of the best parts of the day is when the whole family goes to sleep and it's just me and my television or book or phone or whatever it is I'm into, spending time by myself. I love it. So that's like, that recharges me. I love being around people, but that depletes me and being alone recharges me. So, and now I'm just going to sit in this booth for a while. I'm going to sit and enjoy this alone time, because I know as soon as I walk back out, there's going to be a million things to do here at the listening booth, which I love. I'm grateful for my job. I love my job and I love all the people here that I work with. But I'm actually using this time on microphone, ironically talking about loneliness, to have my alone time.
So Chris enjoys his alone time. He doesn't feel lonely during that time. Understanding that distinction and putting into words just what loneliness is one of my goals with this show. Over the summer, when I commissioned a series of essays from various writers on the topic, I asked them all what loneliness means to them. It's not an easy question to answer, I realize, but they did, and they educated me in the process. Here are some responses from Matt Gross, Rachel Menes, Jamie Feldmar, Steven Satterfield, and Charlotte Druckmann. All right, here's the big one. What does loneliness mean to you? That is a great question.
Loneliness. For a very long time, loneliness seemed like a very abstract thing to me because I like spending time alone. And I just sort of thought that would make me immune to ever feeling lonely. I thought I was really, really lucky. And then I had to spend 6 weeks living in another city for work and traveling a lot, and I was alone. And I just felt so homesick. That feeling of homesickness, which, by the way, sometimes I think you can be home and feel homesick. I think it's rooted to some bigger idea of home. And so I guess I think of loneliness as a form of feeling unmoored somehow, unsettled, without a sense of home, whatever that means to you. And that's how I identify loneliness. I definitely think it's one of those things where you can be by yourself and not feel lonely, and you can be surrounded by a crowd of people and feel incredibly lonely.
I think that loneliness is a proof point in some ways of humanity. It's proof that you're capable of human emotion. It sucks sometimes. I don't think loneliness is necessarily always a good feeling to experience, but I think it's really important to have in your life at some point or at multiple points, because I think that one, it drives you, and two, I think it's a necessary, if perhaps unpleasant, reminder, if you will, that you're capable of feeling the full spectrum of human emotion.
Being alone is something that can be relished, especially in a society that is increasingly connected and together. To me, loneliness is just a bit more sad than being alone, but it's also something that we've all felt before. But when we're able to identify these gloomy feelings and to grow around them and move beyond them, then there's a new kind of power that we imbue and that we embody, because we've persevered, we've grown, we've evolved.
Because I am a writer, a poet, writing is my means of making art. It's my means of making communication. I can be sitting at my desk having worked on a book for a long time and all of a sudden realize I've been alone all day and feel deeply sad. So I think about this a lot as someone whose life is defined in many ways, or at least the art side of my life is defined in many ways, by the state of loneliness. It is not something that I would necessarily say we must avoid.
I think that there's a kind of inevitability to loneliness. And at some point, we are going to be alone, physically alone, alone with our thoughts, alone in a situation that we can't deal with, alone in an airport hotel lounge like I am right now. And the sooner we realize that and figure out ways to deal with that, the better, the happier we'll be, the more capable we'll be.
So chew on that over the holidays while your door is shut. And if you haven't listened to the first four episodes of this season, which is season two of The Lonely Hour, do that too. We're on Spotify now, by the way, in addition to iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, and Stitcher, so we should be easy to find. And I want to know, what does loneliness mean to you? Let's explore it together. Drop me a voicemail at 415-663-5901. That's 41-LONELY-01. You can also record your thoughts as a voice memo and email me the MP3 file at lonelyhourpodcast@gmail.com. Just make sure to include your name and an email address so that I can get back to you, because we may use what you said in a future episode. Otherwise, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at lonelypodcast, or you can message me on the Lonely Hour's Facebook page. And sign up for the newsletter at thelonelyhour.com, and you'll be the first to know when we're back in action at the end of January. Until then, enjoy yourself.